With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. Montanans will elect 100 representatives and 25 state senators to the legislature this election. It's the first time candidates are running in districts redrawn with 2020 census data. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Montanans had to wait years to elect leaders in new legislative districts after the 2020 count. That's because the state constitution requires that the biennial legislature gets a say in the process.
We're the only state that has been this delayed in seeing what the new districts look like, so it will be fascinating.
Dan Stusik was one of the Republican appointees to the Montana Districting and Apportionment Commission. He says most of the new districts have a heavier party lean than in the past.
I think we'll see a reduction in competitive districts around Montana. So when we talk about competitive districts, those are located in a few key spots rather than sprinkled across the map as they had been in previous iterations of the map.
Republicans voted against the new map, saying it unduly supports Democrats. The commission chair cast a tie-breaking vote to pass the district map. Republicans held a supermajority in the state house under the prior map, and Democrats attributed that consolidation of power to disproportionate districts. Scott McNeil is director of the Montana Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee. He said a Republican supermajority is not representative of Montana.
No one would agree that Montana is that imbalanced politically. So I think these districts reflect more of the political dynamics of Montana. I think it requires candidates in a lot of districts to represent a lot of varying interest.
When the new map was drawn, Democrats at the time said they would likely flip 10 seats from red to blue between the House and Senate. But that projection was made using years-old data, and Montana's population has grown at one of the fastest rates in the country. McNeil says it's unclear what impact new residents will have. He says political polarization is the bigger hurdle for Montana Democrats.
The issue isn't necessarily new residents. It's, you know, trying to convince voters to split their tickets.
Both parties agree on where the most competitive legislative races are this cycle. Great Falls was once a Democratic stronghold, but Republicans flipped a few seats there in 2022. Newly drawn districts have resulted in competitive races for open seats in the heart of the city. McNeil said Democrats are confident in the candidates they recruited to take back some ground.
You know, in terms of candidate quality, to get that overperformance, you need those candidates with the name brand, the name ID, especially in a cycle with a massive Senate race sucking up a lot of oxygen.
Bozeman has slowly turned blue over the last few decades, but there's still political variation in Gallatin County. House District 60 is politically competitive because it includes South Bozeman, Big Sky, and West Yellowstone. A tight race is also underway for Senate District 21. It covers part of Billings, Hardin, and the Crow and Northern Cheyenne reservations. The seat has long been held by Northern Cheyenne Republican Senator Jason Small, but he's terming out of office. Stusik says he's interested to see if Republicans can make inroads in urban districts, even though it seems unlikely.
Generally speaking, rural red districts are getting more red. Districts in the cities, large areas of Bozeman, Missoula, and even Helena to a lesser degree, were kind of buttoned up to make pretty blue.
Montana Free Press has published a comprehensive guide on all legislative candidates running for office. Voters can also find candidate information in the Secretary of State's voter guide. Regardless of who wins, all legislators will gather in Helena shortly after the election in November for orientation and to elect new party leaders. The legislature convenes January 6th. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.